First attempt, not bad. And stop subtitles. Okay. Welcome to the VP Baseball. We are all familiar here, so no need to repeat the formalities. It's interrupt week. That means we are starting here. And the first on the interrupt list is Tier 1. It should be good to go. Oh, well, it's this one here. 595. I believe it's good to go, but I did ask Todd to just give a thumbs up. So let me just ping him again. I also need some approvals, but honestly, the main approval is Todd and his colleagues. And there's no rushing this. I just pinged him on that, so let's keep going. Next one is 605. That's the accept header. Pull request. Russell, how is this? Where are we with 605 now? It's been going for a while.
Yeah, I was on a plane the last two meetings. I'm just opening it up now. I think it should be good to go. Initially when we met, we were talking about breaking it out into, because the Jose working group hadn't decided on the SD JOT thing, we were talking about breaking out the linked data parts of it from, sorry, I think I might be scrambling something, but breaking it apart into two different things. I think after looking at it, I think it might make sense just to merge it as is. The stuff with SDJOT isn't set in stone, but I'm not sure what else to put there in the repo, in all the places where we are changing, because already the accept header is present on a lot of these. It just has values that don't really fit. So I think as is might make sense, although there is, Ori had a comment that I'm not sure about.
Well, it seems like we have less than any other comments.
Ori's last thing was an approval a minute or so ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We have three approvals. Let's ask the question, any objections to merging 605 at this point? Amazing. Then let's do it.
Great.
Yes. Well done. What a milestone. Cool. That brings us over to vocab, where we have three. Are they? They're all mine. All right, first, here's the list. And the first one is 913. There, this one. Let's see, which one was this? This was ordering, so it goes value unit consistently, and also adding more specific titles, not keys, but just JSON schema titles. So Mahmoud, I did just reply to your comment about that. This is, we're doing this because we want to, sometimes it looks a little, it's a bit much with all the hierarchies. So we're flattening a few documents. And this is to distinguish, for example, net weight from gross weight, and making it look like traditional trade documents.
Right, but this is supposed to be the generic commercial invoice, right? And let's say I want to put in the old one was just a generic value that I could use, right? And you could plug in whatever it is that you needed to use. With the changes that you're doing,
let's say I want to put in something that is not just the weight value, where would that go, right? Unless I'm missing something.
No, I think you are missing something because it's only the title. We're only changing title. We're not changing the JSON key.
Okay, I see. Well, the other thing that I'm missing is that it is under the specific header itself. So never mind. I'm going to remove my change request.
All right. Can we get a few more? I'm going to mark it as resolved. Can I get a few more approvals on 9.13, please? Any objections to merging 9.13? There we go. Plenty of approvals. I'm going to go ahead. And what's next? It's 9.14. And Mahmoud, you also asked here what constitutes this list. This takes me back to my ocean. So this limits the amount of notified parties to 3, which is a traditional limitation that many, if not most, of, at least the big carriers have to make it fit on paper. So looking to apply the same limitation, also to make to render the documents a bit nicer. With more restriction comes nicer result, basically. You very rarely see as many as 3 notified parties.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was just wondering where the source of that was, right?
Excellent. Yeah, I love it. Appreciate it. Cool. We have enough approvals. Any objections to 9.14? Great. Let's get that in. One more to go. Power of attorney. That's 9.15. There, this one. And there was a question about the linked data term. I did find a great term. The FIBO repository had exactly what I needed. So that was positive. Mahmoud, I suppose you're okay with that?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Can I get a few approvals on 9.15, please? There we go. We have 2. Any objections? Great. Let's merge that in. That's it on pull requests. We're only 12 minutes in. This was fast. Do we want to do just a few issues? Let's stick with the half hour that we agreed on last time and switch back over to trace and drop. Are there any issues that y'all want to highlight specifically, or do we want to just go in the normal order on either repo? Nope. Let's do a little. Mm-hmm. Yes, Patrick, please.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just reading here, and we can touch on the one about aligning the workflows concept and the VCAPI and traceability API. You know, to talk about this. I would certainly enjoy this, otherwise I have no preference.
That would be 589. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Sorry, issue 589. Yes.
Let's look at it. This is from August. And for some reason, Ben asked Mahmoud to comment on this. I forget the context of it. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's because we had we talked about it in September 19th, and there wasn't a lot of interest into investing in this. And Mahmoud, the reason we pinged you, now I remember, was to just get Maven Net's point of view on this. Is this something you see as relevant?
So I haven't seen this before. I just look at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Manu's point seems to be that this looks like it's already really close, and from what I'm reading, workflows as a concept looks like it's basically the same across both APIs. Is that an accurate reading? Does anybody? And if that's the case, I don't see what is an actionable item here at all, right? From what I can see, this issue is just to say, hey, workflows in the VC API should be pretty similar to the workflows in the Caseability API, and it's a notification, but I don't know if I'm missing something else. It doesn't seem like there's anything actionable there.
So the reason I'm asking, like I was on the VC API call when we were sort of discussing this. So that's why it caught my eyes here. I'm not too sure about the details for the presentations available in presentation submissions endpoint in the example. So from what I understand, it's very similar, but there are some differences that are not going to be aligned in the short term. Is that correct?
I'm curious about, so I'm not keeping tabs on VC API. Is that still data auth based? Are they still using those available in submissions endpoints? We are entirely moving away from that after having implemented it. We've switched to OAuth. I'm curious, does anyone know if that what we would be aligning to here?
Sorry, you switched to OAuth from what?
From DidAuth, which is what presentations available and submissions is, it represents in this case.
Okay.
Is that how the VC API works?
To be honest, I wouldn't be able to answer the specifics of this. I'm still trying to catch up to exactly. So the way I understand that these workflows are whenever an external party wants to start engaging with you, you define these sort of exchange or data exchange that are possible, and you define these workflows based on the use case of any implementations. And this is how the exchange starts. I believe the VC API does use OAuth as well to authorize.
You can read the definition of how we use workflows. Basically to define what needs to be done. And the instances essentially you can think of it as a way to combine separate different presentations performed, you know, potentially by different parties, different holders, and at different points in time. So it's a way to combine that into the same execution of a workflow.
So okay. Well, based on what you said, would you say like workflows are mostly designed at presentations?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Very presentation oriented.
Okay,
that's correct.
That's very good information. Thank you.
I would, since you're keeping tracking along on both repos, I would love for you with that understanding to comment on the ticket and see like how what opportunities you see here. It's a little difficult with this type of ticket because do we want to just keep it around forever? No. So how do we, like, what is the action that's being requested here? Is unclear to me.
Sounds good. What I'll do is I'll leave a comment here to resume what we discussed, and I will bring it up the next VC API meeting there is. And
great.
you know, if it's still open in a few weeks, maybe we can close it and I can move the issue on the VC API side. Because on the VC API side, this workflow discussion is very recent. As in the traceability, you know, it's already sort of really well embedded in the spec. So maybe this issue should more be on the other side, but as long as we've discussed it, I'm pretty happy. Yeah. Thank you.
That's great. If you don't mind just tagging yourself on the ticket, because I can't find your handle. I don't know your handle.
Yep.
But I appreciate it, that you raised this and that you're volunteering to bring this forward. Thank you for that. Any other items that anyone wants to highlight? Then let's go in the normal order. So that would be least recently updated. And they all have names, so there's a lot of shame to be passed around now. On top, Mahmoud, you get the honors of being the first person on the wall of shame here. This is 5:30.
I have, I think, on the trace and drop, like 8 maybe open issues that I need to do. Actually, it's more. I think I have, I have 10 out of the open 22, 21. And literally all of them are modifications to the README. And I was supposed to get them done 2 weeks ago, and unfortunately I have not. So I don't know what to say. I can ping myself on all of them and watch him, but the goal is to get them all done before end of year. And I do know that my workload will be a lot easier in the next couple of weeks. So I'm expecting to be able to get all this stuff done before end of year. So that's my goal. And I think I can list the issues if you would like.
That's all right. Why don't we just go through the list? And so this applies to 531 as well. That's one of the readmes. Yeah. The next one is 482. We can just skip quickly over them if it's more of the same. So 482 is not the same. This is from Chris. Oh, actually it is. It's to update the spec to use status list 21.
I think there was this one was we're on hold until we do the VC
2.0
upgrade.
Yeah. That's we actually have a tag for that V2 upgrade. We should skip those. Okay.
Hi, man. One
is 5:43. Oh, Manu, how's it going?
Kindness, long time. I saw you were talking about issue 589, and I thought I'd jump in and provide some background on that if it would be helpful. If not, just tell me to be quiet and I can go.
No, let's we do would love it. Yes.
Okay. Just real quick, we wanted to, in the VC API group, we wanted to make sure that we weren't going to do anything that would stomp on you in the traceability group. We have this concept called workflows that feels pretty aligned with what is mentioned in the traceability spec. And I think the request was, you know, one, is there any kind of immediate, like, no, don't do that, you know, reaction from this group? Or can we continue down that path and try to spec something out, with the hopes that it aligns almost completely with, you know, the way you talk about workflows in the traceability spec. And then we can, you know, then we can just basically say like, yeah, the concepts are, you know, more or less aligned conceptually. And then of course, ideally they're aligned technically, but you know, we'd need to spec something out for us to kind of get there.
Mm-hmm.
So the ask of this group is, do you have any great concerns? I did see that, you know, there was this, thought that it's DidAuth based. It's not, the VC API also supports OAuth based.
Yes. Just mentioned that. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the, that's where we are. It's just kind of like a, we want to make sure we're not stomping on any toes. We don't think we're stomping on any toes. You know, do you have any concerns before we move forward to speccing that? That's it.
Excellent. Thank you for pitching in. I guess we would need someone to volunteer to, and Patrick actually did, to try and connect what is connect worthy and highlight any disconnects. What I think it might make sense to just spend the next 5 minutes, trying to do that verbally and see if we can already get some alignment. I just quickly outlined to Patrick how the workflows work on Trace. We distinguish between workflow definitions and instances, where if we start from instances, it's essentially a way to connect multiple presentations. We call them traceable presentations. That's what carries the workflow IDs. But multiple presentations potentially done by different holders, but certainly at different points in time. And in logistics and trade and supply chain context, you should think of it as, you know, belonging to the same shipment or grouping a pouch of documents together into one bundle, which is typically done when you file for imports and so on. You bundle documents up. That's how you should think of a workflow instance. The definition is more to guide you on these are the checks. They're essentially requirements, a type of requirements, typically by the verifier to say, this is what I expect in order for you to obtain a certain service. They're additive. So that means you can have multiple of both, but the simplest case of that is multiple workflow definitions. So you might have entry into the US and steel products. And then the combination of the required types of credentials that need to be presented, is the combination of what is defined on those two workflow definitions.
Yes. So based on what you have said, that is highly, highly aligned with the way we are looking at workflows in VC API. The goal here is that you have a workflow definition, which has multiple steps. So the difference here is that, you know, you are talking about presentations from different holders. We typically think about it as, you know, you're stepping one holder through a process, but there doesn't need to be, I think both are fine, meaning we can define it more openly and loosely in the VC API. And then you're effectively walking, you know, an entity through multiple presentations where you present one thing and then so the holder goes to kind of an instance of a workflow specifically for them, that can be created kind of, you know, real time. And then, you know, the verifier asks for some stuff from them, which is optional. They can just post something, meaning the holder can just post something. And then the typical flow is like verifier asks for something, holder provides it. Verifier says you're done, or verifier says I need this other thing from you. Holder provides it. And then it kind of goes back and forth until the workflow is complete. Loosely, that's, you know, what we're thinking. But it doesn't preclude, I think, any of the stuff that you just mentioned. Did that make sense, or do you see places where there's misalignment?
That makes sense to me. The one question I have is, where is the workflow instance and workflow definition sent? Is there an equivalent to a traceable presentation or something similar where it's being sent? Is it part of the credential?
That's out of scope. Like the defining it and setting it up, I think in VC API right now is like out of scope. Meaning it could be done in a variety of different ways, and traceability can say how they want, you know, it done.
Okay.
Yeah. So right now it's undefined, and we let anybody else, you know, define it. We say like maybe an administrator sets it up. Maybe there's an API, administrative API that's used to set up these workflows. And that sort of thing.
Okay. You might want to look at how we post them on TraceVocab. We have some available that might be good inspiration.
Okay. That's great. Okay. And I note we're out of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining in. That's, what a fresh input. It's lovely to speak to you again.
Same here, Nis.
Let's wrap it up. Any volunteers to do the meeting?
Do we want to bump the issue? Do we want to close the issue? What do we want to do?
I'm writing a comment. What I propose is to leave it open for till the end of year. And we can discuss this on the VC API and maybe come back like one more meeting and do a close on it then. Or we can close it now if you feel it's satisfactory.
I agree with that approach, Patrick.
Excellent. Thank you.
Great. Any volunteers to do the meeting minutes?
Chris volunteered.
Chris, well, excellent. All right, I'm going to kick you all out and close the meeting. Thank you. See you next week.
Thanks all.
Bye-bye.